What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
And it's our final segment on this edition of The Week in Philly. And depending upon when you are listening to this, the Eagles are either getting ready to take on the LA Rams in the NFL divisional playoffs, or they are in the process of playing them. Regardless, there is a good chance that you have heard the Eagles fight song in the last 24 hours. It is definitely an earworm and a song with an interesting history. And with more on that, here's KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us now. And Mike, you did a story on this, and I was fascinated to learn that the fight song as we know it, is only about 30 years old. That blew my mind.
Yeah, Matt, the version that we know and love was born around 1995 when two local musicians and Eagles fans, Bobby Mansher and Brian Saunders, rewrote the lyrics of the original long-forgotten Eagles fight song, which was titled the Eagles Victory Song.
So the Eagles victory song, do we know the origin of that? Who was behind that?
Yeah, a couple of composers named Charles Borelli and Roger Cortland wrote the Eagles victory song. It was about 5 minutes long. And although it was performed at halftime in the 1960s, it never really caught on. Fast forward to 1995 when Mansher and Saunders tweaked the lyrics and shortened the song to about 30 seconds. Here's Saunders.
We got together and we came up with an idea to change the words that actually were in the song itself. So that's when we actually branded Fly Eagles Fly.
Interestingly, the original lyrics started with Fight Eagles Fight, and Mansher and Saunders changed it to Fly Eagles Fly. Then, at the end, as they composed it, the E-A-G-L-E-S chant was tacked on.
Yeah, I have a recording studio myself, so we went in and recorded it, and we added that to the end, and it's been part of the song ever since.
Now, they had to get fans to learn their new version, so the newly formed Eagles pep band went tailgate to tailgate in the late 90s, handing out lyric sheets and getting fans to sing along. They did. Fans started singing it on their own, and the team eventually adopted it as their own, and of course, now they play it after touchdowns. Mansher says it is surreal to think that their little creation has become a part of Philadelphia's DNA.
I think we made a mark, but also collectively, so do the fans, because if they didn't sing it, we wouldn't be doing it.
Now, I asked them if Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie was on board with what they've done, and Saunders said, yeah, so much so that, Matt, they were given Super Bowl and NFC Championship rings.
Very nice. How many members in the Eagles pep band?
Well, you've got the four original members, frontman Bobby Mansher on tenor sax, Brian Saunders on alto sax, Anthony Skull DeMeo, he plays banjo, and Bruce Mulford is on upright bass. Now, on the day we saw them last week, there were a couple of other musicians with them, Elliot Garland on guitar and Jim Revell on upright bass. Now, they not only play at Eagles games, but at corporate functions, weddings, and other events. And Matt, it all started with a rewrite of an old fight song.
And it'll blow my mind to my dying day that that's only from the mid-90s, because I feel like that has just been part of the fabric for as long as I've been alive.
Time flies. Yeah, it really does seem like we've known this forever, but we really haven't known it forever.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us. And that's going to do it for this episode of The Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Sabrina Boyd Serka and Brian Seltzer. Winston Harris was our production assistant. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.